This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Functional Mushrooms, What the Evidence Actually Shows. Editorially reviewed by Proffer, Georgi P. Hakadadi, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence, functional mushroom supplements have become ubiquitous in wellness markets worldwide, marketed for immune support, cognitive enhancement, and cancer adjuvancy. Yet the scientific evidence supporting these claims varies dramatically, from rigorously evaluated compounds to products containing as little as 30 to 60% bioactive material by weight, according to product analyses cited in recent critical reviews of the sector. Key takeaways. Turkey tail polysaccharide K, PSK, has been used as an adjunctive chemotherapy treatment in Japan since 1977, with Cochrane-reviewed survival data supporting its use in specific cancer populations. The flagship bioactive compounds in popular species such as lion's mane and reishi may not survive standard oral digestion, limiting their bioavailability. Many commercial mushroom products contain 30 to 60% rice starch as filler, with trace amounts of claimed bioactive compounds. Most functional mushroom categories lack completed human clinical trials, leaving marketing claims largely unsupported by human evidence. Turkey tail, the evidence leader among functional mushroom species, turkey tail mushroom extract containing polysaccharide K, PSK, stands apart with the most robust clinical evidence. The compound has been approved as an adjunctive immunotherapy in Japan since 1977 and is integrated into standard oncology protocols there. Cochrane systematic reviews have examined PSK's role in cancer survival when used alongside conventional chemotherapy, finding modest but measurable survival benefits in specific solid tumor populations. This evidence base distinguishes PSK from the vast majority of functional mushroom products on the market. The specificity of the formulation, standardized PSK extraction and dosing, means that commercial turkey tail supplements vary widely in their PSK content and bioavailability, making therapeutic equivalents difficult to establish across brands. Functional mushroom species, evidence spectrum and product quality, human clinical evidence status and reported product purity across five commonly marketed species, turkey tail, kale, Cochrane-reviewed reishi limited trials, lion's mane, early studies, shiitake, minimal data cordyceps zero trials. Source, product analysis reviews, and Cochrane collaboration databases, Georgian Medical Journal News. Bioavailability challenges. When active compounds don't survive digestion, a critical overlooked limitation in functional mushroom marketing concerns the oral bioavailability of key bioactive compounds. Research on polysaccharide absorption and bioavailability across different mushroom species indicates that the flagship compounds in popular varieties, particularly lion's mane's harrisonones and reishi's ganoderic acids, face substantial degradation in the acidic environment of the human stomach and during first-pass hepatic metabolism. This suggests that oral capsule or powder formulations may deliver minimal quantities of intact bioactive molecules to systemic circulation, even if the dried mushroom material itself contains measurable levels. Few commercial products disclose bioavailability data or use delivery technologies, liposomal encapsulation, standardized extraction methods that could overcome these barriers. See more on supplement science at Sheni Akimi. Product quality, filler prevalence and standardization gaps. Independent product analyses have found that many commercial mushroom supplements contain 30 to 60% rice starch or similar inert filler materials, with bioactive compound concentrations far below therapeutic ranges used in controlled trials. This reflects both manufacturing economics and regulatory gaps. Most mushroom supplements in North America and Europe are classified as dietary supplements rather than pharmaceuticals, allowing less stringent quality control. Standardization is sparse across the category. Unlike turkey tail PSK products sold in Japan, which specify PSK content and have defined dosing regimens from clinical trials, most Western mushroom products lack ingredient standardization, third-party bioassay verification, or transparent chain of custody documentation. Consumers cannot reliably compare products or replicate dosing from published studies. Browse quality and safety updates at GMJ News for more on supplement regulation. Only turkeytail polysaccharide K, PSK, has achieved Cochrane-level evidence for specific clinical outcomes when used as an adjunct to chemotherapy, a distinction that sets it apart from the remainder of the functional mushroom market, where most categories lack completed human trials. Cochrane Collaboration, Systematic Reviews of Immunotherapy Adjuvants, 2015 to 2024. The evidence hierarchy, from robust data to unsupported claims. The functional mushroom category presents a stark evidence gradient. At the top tier, turkeytail PSK has multi-decade clinical use data, regulatory approval in a major economy, and Cochrane systematic review inclusion. In the middle tier, reishi and shiitake have observational studies and small randomized controlled trials, mostly in Asian populations, with mixed results. At the bottom, lion's mane and cordyceps have primarily in vitro and animal studies, with zero or minimal completed human efficacy trials, yet their marketing often mirrors the claims made for PSK. This asymmetry creates consumer confusion. Marketing materials frequently cite mushroom compounds generically without distinguishing between species-specific evidence levels or between in vitro findings and human clinical outcomes. Learn more about how to evaluate supplement claims at GMJ News. What this means for patients. Turkeytail PSK may have merit as an adjunctive therapy in specific cancer contexts, particularly when recommended by an oncologist, but most other functional mushroom products lack robust human evidence. Check product labels for bioactive compound concentrations, third-party testing, and avoid products that list rice starch or unidentified fillers as primary ingredients. Do not substitute mushroom supplements for conventional medical care. For clinicians, when patients report functional mushroom use, distinguish between PSK, for which oncology colleagues may have integrative protocols, and other species. Request specific product information and bioactive concentrations. Be aware that oral bioavailability of key compounds remains poorly characterized and products vary dramatically in potency. Monitor for drug interactions, particularly with anticoagulants or immunosuppressants, for policymakers. Current regulatory frameworks for mushroom supplements as dietary products permit broad marketing claims without evidence of efficacy or standardization. Consideration of category-specific standards, similar to those applied to PSK in Japan, could improve product quality, transparency, and consumer safety. Funding for bioavailability research and standardized human trials would clarify which species merit continued investigation. Frequently asked questions: is turkeytail PSK safe to take alongside chemotherapy? Turkeytail PSK has been used as an adjunctive therapy in Japanese oncology for over 40 years and has Cochrane-reviewed safety data. However, any supplement use during cancer treatment should be discussed with the patient's oncology team first, as individual drug interactions and contraindications vary by chemotherapy regimen and patient factors. Why do mushroom supplements contain so much rice starch? Rice starch serves as a low-cost filler and bulking agent in capsule and powder formulations. It reduces manufacturing costs and may stabilize dried mushroom material during storage. However, high filler percentages reduce the concentration of bioactive compounds per serving, making products less potent than marketing claims suggest. Can I get the same benefits from eating whole mushrooms instead of supplements? Culinary mushroom consumption, shiitake, oyster, button varieties, provides bioavailable nutrients and polysaccharides. However, the specific PSK or beta-glucan concentrations in food mushrooms are much lower than in standardized pharmaceutical extracts used in clinical trials. For therapeutic intent, e.g., cancer adjuvancy, standardized clinical-grade products are more reliable than whole foods, though evidence remains limited outside of PSK. The functional mushroom market will likely expand as consumer interest in plant-based wellness continues. However, evidence-based consumers should distinguish between the robust, if narrow, clinical data supporting turkeytail PSK and the largely preliminary evidence for other species. Regulatory evolution towards standardization and transparency, mirroring pharmaceutical or clinical herbal frameworks, could drive meaningful quality improvements and closer alignment between product content and marketing claims. Until then, skepticism about bioavailability and product purity remains warranted. Source: original analysis by William Wallace, PhD.